He acknowledges that it'll be a tough race, but Whitman State Representative Jeff Deal has officially launched his bid for U.S. Senate. He hopes to oust Massachusetts senior senator, Democrat Elizabeth Warren. Deal's the second Republican to formally announce. Two others also say they're thinking about it. With more now on what could be a spirited primary race, here's WBUR's Steve Brown.
In Facebook posts and tweets for over a year, Bay State conservatives have been enthusiastically urging Jeff Deal to take on Elizabeth Warren, who, while popular among Democrats, has been a lightning rod for many on the right. The 48-year-old Eagle Scout was elected to the Massachusetts House 7 years ago when he defeated a two-term Democratic incumbent. 3 years ago, Deal spearheaded the successful repeal of the gasoline tax index. A favorite on the local conservative talk radio circuit, Deal backed Donald Trump's presidential bid early on and feels if elected, he can be effective working with the Trump administration on behalf of Massachusetts.
And that's what I think is going to be really interesting, is going down to Washington, actually being able to have a voice, a seat at the table with the president. Having a Republican governor like Charlie Baker in office, I think, helps as well. And I think a current sitting senator doesn't necessarily have the ability to deliver for Massachusetts in the way that I will be able to as a senator.
And while Deal is hoping he can capitalize on Baker's popularity, they are often seen as coming from different wings of the state Republican Party.
I think Charlie tends to lean more towards a moderate side as far as social issues, which is fine. I mean, again, I ran to be a fiscal conservative up on Beacon Hill. I am pro-life, but I also feel that marriage equality is fine. Ultimately, he and I both have the major similarity of wanting to deliver for Massachusetts and make sure that people get the services that they're paying for with their tax dollars.
Deal says he is not focusing on the Republican primary, but is instead looking forward to a one-on-one showdown with Warren. But to do so, he must first come out on top of what could be a growing field of Republican candidates. Cambridge-based entrepreneur Dr. Shiva Iyadure entered the race earlier this year and is running way to the right of Deal. Businessman John Kingston has launched an exploratory committee, and former Mitt Romney aide Beth Lindstrom is also considering a run. Whoever wins the primary will most likely be sharing the top of the statewide ticket with Charlie Baker. The governor is remaining neutral in the Senate race, although many political observers see Baker having more in common with moderates Lindstrom and Kingston than conservatives Deal and Iyadure. Also remaining neutral is the state Republican Party. Mass GOP Chairman Kirsten Hughes said in a statement, the party, quote, looks forward to supporting the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate, who we know will make a strong case against Senator Warren's record of hyper-partisan obstruction, which is wrong for Massachusetts, end quote. As for Warren, she was asked what she thought about the upcoming race, and specifically about Deal. She skirted the question by saying she's just doing her job.
I ran for the United States Senate because my life's work is about trying to give hardworking families in this country a shot, trying to give a shot to families who've just drawn the short end of the stick one time after another after another. That's what I get up and fight for every single day in Washington, and it's what I fight for across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and nothing's going to change that.
In the meantime, the Republican candidates will be out campaigning and will be seeking to close a huge campaign finance gap between themselves and Warren, who as of June 30th had $11 million in her war chest. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.